Price joins us now to talk about Lincoln Rupee. Good morning, Mick.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well indeed. Listening to you and talking to you and to Craig Newitt during the week, you're very happy with the horse's condition.
Yeah, he galloped really good here Saturday morning. Was his last main gallop on the course proper. Worked over 1,000. Time good. Horse was really good. He came off the track this morning, bright and bouncy. So pretty happy with him, albeit... you know, I probably would have preferred running the Scalacci and just keep him on an even keel, but, you know, just with his feet and frigging around there. But look, he's bounced out of that really good, and he's ready to run a very, very good race tonight.
Given that workout on Saturday, do you feel that he's, given that he hasn't raced for that month, that he's now peaking?
Look, if the last 100 metres he got caught a bit vulnerable, so be it. But I don't think so. You know, he's a gelding and he was, you know, he's well into his prep. He's pretty tuned. And we have had a couple of solid gallops with him. So, look, he's pretty right. He's yep. pretty right to go.
Publications and Rob Heathcote mentioned this earlier. Are you open to the idea of going forward from this draw tonight?
Well, I think he might even lead. Drawn barrier 9 and buffering dwells a little bit. I'm not going to ride... I don't think we should ride the race around buffering as such, you know. He flies the gates and comes across. There's probably more risk in doing nothing than there is in doing something. So, look, if he led buffering in the TJ and it didn't worry him. So he could have probably led him the other night, but, you know, 4 weeks ago, but... we just decided we tag buffering, and he's pretty good, that Damien Brown. Like, he really slowed him up and booted at the right time, and I just think, you know, the disadvantage Lincoln Rupee had around Moonee Valley was, the difference was buffering has that advantage where he boots off the corner, and Lincoln Rupee, like Craig said, you know, he said, I was a neck off him before the corner, and by the time we straightened up, he said, I'm at his hindquarter. You know, that's just the difference in Lincoln getting around the corner versus buffering, but I actually think the race might be put on for something. I'd love to be, you know, sitting in the box seat with some with a good horse there somewhere. But anyway, look, that's how we're going to ride from Barrier 9. And, you know, the rest will be up to Craig.
Understand. Interesting your thoughts there, Mick, just in regard the way you ride the horse, given that he can fly the, you know, like he was so quick out the other, in the Moyer, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah. You know, in hindsight, possibly we might have led, but, you know, then you've got the first 600 going a lot quicker. You know, in hindsight, they say, oh, well, you know, the first three and then boot home, buffering and suited buffering. But, you know, we tagged in the whole way. It's just the difference between the two horses at Moonee Valley. You know, I'd love to see it at Flemington if you ran, you know, if we tagged a nice horse and then got home, because he's Lincoln Rupee's a nice momentum type horse, and he just doesn't get that same, you know, speed going at Moonee Valley getting around the corner. But look, I've got no excuses. We're there with him, and you know, he's had 4 starts. He's been beaten 3 times in small, by very small margins, so he's just about to win there again. So hopefully it's tonight.
Let's hope so. It's going to be a monster race. It's terrific for racing, isn't it, Mick? There's just a star line up there.
The Cox Plate of the sprinters.
Yeah, no, it is. It is, and deserves every attention. I won't go through the rest of tonight and tomorrow, but have you got something for our listeners that they could follow over that period?
More Radiant, it will go super in race 4, and Tango's Daughter each way tomorrow in the mile race. She's been looking for the mile. I think that'd be my best 3 for the weekend.
Righto, mate. We're with you tonight, mate. Good luck. I hope it runs really well, Lincoln Rupee.
Champion. Thanks, Andrew.